Welcome back to JR Morning. It is time, your time, hopefully, to win $1,000. Texas Hour's national keyword, which is collect, to 95819. That's collect to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. You can play five times each weekday here on WJR. So that's five chances to win. We call it 5K a day on 760 WJR. And who wouldn't want to win $1,000? I mean, come on, man.
You could do a lot with $1,000 right now.
I mean, anything. Daycare, Halloween costumes, Red Wings tickets. I mean, list goes on. For official rules and more information, go to WJR.com. And good luck. That word is collect. So this came out yesterday that Instagram is trying to protect teenagers and young people in a different way by restricting what they can see on the app, that they'd automatically be placed into this restrictive teen account unless the parent gives permission for them to opt out. These accounts are private by default, have usage restrictions on them, and filter out sensitive content. But how would that work in practice? Would it work? Let's ask Haley Hinkle, Policy Counsel at Fair Play for Kids. How are you doing, Haley?
Good. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. I have a little one. She's three, so we're not here yet. But this is something I think about all the time. And
absolutely.
What do you think in practice will this work?
I think that at Fair Play, we are relatively skeptical of how this will work exactly. A couple of weeks ago, we released a report where we worked alongside metal whistleblower Arturo Bejar and the Molly Rose Foundation and Cybersecurity for Democracy to test Meta's existing protections for teens. It's a lot of the same things they're describing this week in terms of protections around sensitive topics and content. Teens aren't supposed to be seeing as much on matters like suicide and self-harm and eating disorders. But in our testing, we found that none of those protections were really working as they said they would. So now Meta is coming out and saying that they're going to take an approach they're describing slightly differently, more in terms of movie ratings. And so saying what teens will see will be similar to a PG-13 movie. But a lot of the things they're trying to reassure parents with this announcement, it seems that they have, you know, been saying they're doing for a long time, and it's not clear what will be different.
But is simplifying something as complex as social media safety into a movie rating scale, is that really enough to protect teenagers from things, you know, like harmful content and bullying and this predatory behavior?
I mean, yeah, I think it's very hard to tell whether on the content side, you know, we view this with a fair amount of skepticism. They say they're going to sort of pull families the way that the Motion Picture Academy pulls families to check sort of quote unquote ratings on content. But yeah, exactly as you say, there's sort of a real range of issues with the way that Instagram facilitates harmful contact with adults, bullying, you know, a range of harms that make, you know, being a teenager, frankly, even harder. You know, so they do talk a little bit about another type of account that they will be allowing parents to turn on for their kids in terms of reducing commenting. Kids can't comment and receive comments, which maybe gets at some of that bullying. But again, you know, I think a fair amount of skepticism, and that's only as good as the work they do to identify when the user is an actual minor.
We've heard promises from Meta before when it comes to protecting kids, and they still see this content just all the time. So I get the skepticism from a lot of people and parents out there. Meta talked about using AI in a new way to try and protect kids. Can you explain what they were talking about yesterday and how they could counteract some kids who might say they're older than they are when they're signing up?
Yeah, so Meta and a lot of companies are talking about using AI to assess more accurately users' ages and not just relying on what they say at sign up. You know, in theory, this is maybe a useful idea. We have been saying for years that these companies, they do a lot with the data they have about users. You know, what are they looking at? Who are they following? What kinds of posts do they like? They use that information to make determinations about a user's age, and then they provide that information often to advertisers in order to make money on advertising, and it's not always being used in the safety context in the same way. And so I think we're seeing, you know, with this announcement and other companies saying they're going to use AI in order to sort of make some of these more determinations. And in theory, if they're doing this, you know, the way they should with all of the data they've been using to profit for years, it might indeed lead to accounts being, you know, rated at more appropriate ages. But, you know, for years they have also fought legislation that would make that, you know, really essentially part of the law, having to use the data you have to understand a user's age. So, you know, to be determined, but a good idea in theory.
Speaking with Haley Hinkle, Policy Counsel at Fair Play for Kids on JR Morning. And Haley, we hear a lot about mental health and the toll social media takes on young people, especially when it comes to body image and comparison and addiction-like behaviors. Do the changes like these address the root causes, or is it just surface symptoms? They're just the surface symptoms.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of what drives negative mental health experiences for youth when it comes to social media and gaming platforms is closely related to the way they're designed to use them almost compulsively.
Mm-hmm.
And so things like the infinite scroll, using the like counts and the view counts and the follower counts to, you know, really incentivize that drive to be posting and to be posting, you know, oftentimes, you know, maybe racier content or edgier content. You know, these types of issues are really, you know, in some ways very baked into these platforms, and they would need to. And Instagram has tested. We have seen now as many attorneys general are suing Instagram for their conduct as to teens. We know they've tested things like taking away the like counts, taking away the beauty filters, that those things would really help young people, especially, you know, when it comes to the filters, young girls' body image. But they've chosen profit instead every time. So there's definitely much more that can be done to get to the root of the problem.
And what does the Motion Picture Association say about this? Because Meta made this announcement yesterday that they're, you know, it's, they likened it to PG-13, and the Motion Picture Association's like, we haven't even heard from Meta.
Yeah, the MPA has made clear that they did not know that this was coming, that they support, you know, young people seeing age-appropriate content and more age-appropriate content, as it were, but it doesn't seem like this is part of a, you know, established collaboration at all.
Well, it remains to be seen if this actually works or if this is a PR stunt or what happens moving forward. But at Fair Play for Kids, you're this nonprofit organization dedicated to helping kids thrive in this screen-obsessed culture and trying to find ways to make this work for everyone. So we are happy to talk to you, Haley.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate your attention to the issue.
I'm sure we'll call them again because this issue isn't going
away.
It's
not going away.
No. All right, coming up, we're going to talk to the other candidate in this race for mayor, Mary Sheffield, at 8:35.